Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. All too often, it seems evil can intrude on our lives. There are the big examples from the news, of course. A terrorist shows up in some public place and wreaks havoc. A school shooter enters a school and opens fire, and so on. But there are smaller examples, too, that may affect us more closely and more frequently. An overbearing boss or coworker making our life miserable. An angry, aggressive driver on our commute. Or a bully at school. Yes, it seems as if there's more than enough evil to go around, that it can come into our lives unexpectedly at any time, and that it's pretty much impossible to do anything about it. But you know, the Bible presents a different picture. Sure, it tells about some bad things, but it also has a lot to say about overcoming and even preventing evil. We'll look at some of these this week on Morning Prayer to see what we can learn about dealing effectively with evil today and keeping it from entering our lives. May we all find Isaiah's words fulfilled. The mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Amen.